Good morning. Welcome to Turn Syndrome Talking Tea with Emily Seymour. This week we have Kelsey talking to us about how Turner Syndrome has affected her. So I am taking part in a study for Turner Syndrome and I have left all the details below and I'm going to circulate the poster of what it's about, how to get in touch to be part of it on both my Instagrams, on all my socials. So I've left all the details in the show notes of how to take part in that study. It's for women with Turner Syndrome, girls with Turner Syndrome, who can take part. So it should be really interesting. Yeah, so enjoy this episode. This week we have Kelsey with us. Hi, Kelsey.
Hiya.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good, thank you. Very good. So I want to ask you a few things about Turner's, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's great.
So what is your relationship with Turner's?
I have Turner syndrome myself. I was diagnosed 1.5 years ago now.
Okay.
At the age of 17.
Was it quite a relief to get that diagnosis?
Yes, it was, because I always knew something was not right. But I just couldn't find any answers. I just kept being pushed away from my doctors. They were saying, oh, you'll get your period, and I didn't, and that's when all the concerns started coming. And I went through quite a lot of blood tests and was diagnosed May last year.
Okay. Yeah wow. What has been the biggest challenge of Turner's?
Probably coming to terms with it all, because it was a massive shock, because we had no idea. We just thought that maybe I was a bit late developing, and it was a shock, and I struggled for quite a few weeks afterwards. And I would say the tests are quite a challenge as well, quite emotionally and physically draining. But at the end of the day, I'm relieved that I've now got these tests, because I know now that I'm going to get all the answers that I've been waiting for. And fingers crossed, my results will come out okay. I will have another appointment in about 6 or 7 weeks, so just after Christmas.
Amazing. So we're recording this just before Christmas, but it will probably come out after Christmas. So I hope you've had a good Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much. You too.
What has been the most positive experience of Turner's for you?
Probably helping others in the same situation as me. I've spoke to quite a lot of girls with Turner's that have also been diagnosed this year. So for me to help them has made me feel really good. Talk to them about my experience with it so far, trying to sort of tell them that it's all going to be okay, and basically just helping others in the same situation as me, and finding myself. And I feel like I've now got a bit of an identity. I now know that I'm not weird, I'm not strange. There's nothing about me that's any different to other girls. I just have Turner syndrome, but I'm not someone with Turner syndrome. I'm a girl with Turner syndrome. And just to spread that message that everyone is beautiful in their own way. So helping a lot of people with mental health and everything has probably been the best.
Completely. Everyone is beautiful in their own way.
They are indeed.
How has the society helped you?
The society have been absolutely amazing. I don't think I could have got through it all without all their support. Obviously, I've had a lot of support from my family and especially my mum. However, the society, talking to people who are in a similar situation to me, and I'm hoping to meet quite a few of them in the upcoming year, which will be very nice, as long as COVID is not too bad.
Mm.
So yes, very excited for next year. Got a lot of things coming up, and yeah, so I can't wait to meet some of them all. It's okay, like, messaging them, but to meet them in person would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
To have a proper chat with a coffee or a hot chocolate, you know, something like that. It'll just be so nice. A lot of them live quite far away from me. I think the closest one I spoke to is in Leeds, so I'm hoping to go to Leeds next. Yeah, so it's very exciting, and the society, again, being amazing. They've all been supporting me, making sure I'm okay, answering any questions that I have. So yes, they have been absolutely amazing.
Oh, incredible. So it will be your first conference, will it?
Yes, it will.
Wow.
Very excited. A bit nervous, but I think it will be an absolutely amazing experience.
And it will. You'll love it. Yes. You will think, why didn't I go sooner? Why couldn't I go sooner?
Yes, definitely. I was hoping to maybe go this year. I don't know whether there was one on this year. I don't know whether COVID sort of put a little hold on that at the moment. But yes, as soon as I hear of a conference, I am there. I will definitely be coming.
Well, we will welcome you with open arms.
Oh, thank you.
As always, with new members and new people. What's your involvement in this society? I know it hasn't been too long.
Like, so just supporting people, really, just supporting others that have been diagnosed this year. I am hoping to do a little bit with the society in time. I'm hoping to join in any fundraising, anything like that. So I really want to have quite a big involvement with the society. So fingers crossed, very soon I'll be able to do that. But yes, definitely helping the others in a similar situation to what I was in running a bit years ago.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful thing. Like, we all want to do it, but the fact that you want to help other people is really, really nice. So well done.
Thank you very much. Honestly, I just want to give back to others that have helped me, you know. A year ago, I was so in the dark about Turner syndrome. I honestly had no idea about it. I didn't even know it existed, really. I think it now it makes sense all about it. But yeah, it's been a difficult year, honestly, mental health-wise, and, you know, suffering with COVID in November as well was very scary, because obviously I didn't have any of my tests done, so like on my heart, my kidneys, so I was like, oh my goodness, what if there's an issue and I don't know about it, and what if I get really poorly?
Yeah.
luckily I didn't.
You'd never know, though, do you?
You always get these questions in your head. Oh my god, am I going to be okay? What if there's an issue? How am I going to deal with that? But then you just think, no, you just try and stay positive and sort of make the most of what you can. So yeah,
well, you fought through it, so that's incredible.
Thank you so much.
What's the most important message about Turners for people who know and for people who don't know?
Turners, don't let it define you. Don't let anybody say, oh, you've got this, that means you're different. And honestly, to anyone who has Turners or is going to be diagnosed with it, don't be frightened. It's all okay. And there's a lot of people out there that can support you. There is a society. There are me and Emily ourselves doing lovely podcasts. So I want to say well done to you for doing that as well, because it's not easy filming lots of podcasts. So there's help out there. There's support out there, counselling, just talking about it. And research. Research is so important. When I was diagnosed, to start with, I didn't really want to do a lot of research because I didn't know what to expect. But recently, I have been doing a little bit more research, not into too much depth, because I don't want to sort of scare myself.
No.
Because I was also diagnosed with anxiety this year. However, I thought, look, I want to help others. I actually have a YouTube channel myself.
What's your YouTube?
Kelsey, it's just Kelsey Hannah. I will send you it. So yeah, that, doing YouTube. I'm also on TikTok doing awareness videos. I've done a couple of live videos on my Instagram about it as well. So I'm doing a lot of little different bits. I think my friends were very shocked when I told them everything that I knew. I think they were taken back by it a little bit. They're like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry you're going through that. But I'm like, don't be sorry. Because it brings, you might not think it, but it brings a strength in you that you didn't know you had.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I had my final test of this, well, for this year. They were checking my aorta and they had to put a cannula in my arm. And that was very scary. I was like, oh my goodness, because I never had one before. But then I thought, look, this is going to give me answers. So I just sort of closed my eyes and just tried to forget that it was there for a little bit. But another message I want to say is don't be afraid of tests. They seem really scary, but they're there to help you. They're there to get you answers. So please do not be scared as well. But yes.
Oh, incredible. I've always had this mindset with medical, anything medical, whether it be tests, results, it's non-negotiable. I want to live a healthy life, as healthy life as I could. So it's non-negotiable. It just has to be done, end of. And I think with that mindset, it's quite good because you're like, okay, and have a blood test. Let's do it. Let's get on with it. Yeah, I think it's really important to have all your tests and everything.
Yes, definitely. The tests are so important. I don't think some people realise how important it is to get tests. When you get an appointment, you go for it. Honestly, like you say, it's non-negotiable. You just do it and you fight like a soldier. Obviously, these have been my first round of tests this year, and it has been scary, but I was also very proud that I didn't get out of them. You know, I could have said, no, I don't want these, but I didn't. I was like, right, I'm going to get these done and I'm going to get the answers that I want. Like you say, it's about having that mindset that you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
You are not putting yourself at risk.
Exactly. So, well, yeah, well done. I'm proud of you for going through your first batch of tests.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything you would like to add to this episode that we haven't covered?
I think, honestly, it's not, what I always say to people is, I'm a girl that doesn't really like sympathy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not really a fan of sympathy. But some days are better than others. We all know that. Everyone has their good and bad days. But what I want to say is the good days will eventually outweigh the bad days. You may have days where you feel like you just want to curl up in a ball and cry. I know we all get that sometimes. However, just know that it's going to be okay, and another big message is it's okay not to be okay. That's what I always say. I'm very about mental health as well. I mean, it is absolutely tiring sometimes, the tests and everything, but to be honest, I felt so much better today than what I did a couple of days ago, knowing I've got all my tests done now. And I've just got to wait for my next appointment to discuss all my results. And it is going to be a nervous way. However, take your mind off it. Do things you enjoy. What do whatever life throws at you, honestly. And just know that there's people out there. People I don't think people really take mental health seriously sometimes. And I really wish Turner syndrome was more well known, because I don't think a lot of people know about it.
No.
A lot of people that I know, when I told them, they had no idea it even existed. I didn't even know. So I'm hoping that all of us girls working together in the society, we will get that awareness out there, and we will get everyone more educated.
We will. I think another thing with the tests, I've just thought, we are so lucky to be having so frequent tests. Like last year I had high cholesterol, and I wouldn't have known about that unless I had a reason for a blood test. Like with the heart as well, anyone can have those heart issues, but we have a reason to get checked. So there's not much room for it to go wrong, because we get checked so frequently, which I think is actually really empowering.
Definitely. I agree with you. We are definitely very lucky that we are getting regular tests. I think it's the heart one every 3 years, 5 years, one of them.
So for me, it's every year, but they know that there's an issue. But you might be right. It might be every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I think I'm every three years. So yeah, we are very lucky. Some people can go absolute years without knowing about a heart condition or any condition really to do with the important organs like kidneys, the heart, and even hormones. Not everybody is aware of these issues. And to know that we've got a better chance, if there is any issues, to find out and to resolve that quicker, it is a blessing. And that's what I'm always going to be grateful for. The tests are not the best.
No.
We all know that. But
at
the end of the day, we are so lucky to be getting these. Yeah. So, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed chatting with you and meeting you. And hopefully we'll be able to meet in person this year.
Oh, I really hope so.
Yeah.
Very excited for the year ahead.
Yeah.
And honestly, keep doing what you're doing. You are doing absolutely amazing. I've seen all your fundraising, your podcasts. This girl is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to get to know you better and to meet you in person. So thank you for having me as well.
Thank you for agreeing to be on, my love. All right, then. We'll have a good day.
You too.
Everyone listening, I'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Thank you, Kelsey, for your time and for your honesty and for your bravery. Thank you. Thank you to every single guest who has been on, who is waiting to do an episode with me, because without you, this podcast wouldn't be the same. So thank you. So, next week we have Olivia talking to us about her experience of Turner's and how it's affected her. So, I hope you have a really great week. Tanners. And if you want to know more about Tanners, go to www.tss.org.uk or go back to my first ever episode where I explain what Tanners is.